MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Speed dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Lee, Misha.
Yes, sir.
You'll never guess.
Yes.
I duplicated your problem.
Oh, hallelujah.
So you have discovered a bug.
Oh, yes.
Well, don't be so happy.
Well,
it is a bug.
A lot, so
yes,
I
but we get excited when somebody discovers a
so
bug.
Here's
what's
happening.
With us?
Here's what's happening to Misha. So what I did is I went to her listing and I clicked sell one like this. So it would open up I could create a listing like it. And what's happened is there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 available default item specifics that you can add. But only the first three are working. Am I correct?
Yes.
So contract, model, and operating system you can add. You can't add UPC, cellular band, or country of manufacture. That is a bug, my dear. And I'll report it personally to John myself.
Because what I also use is an item specific. I don't know if this is any good, but I like it. I use free domestic shipping and then the ones, the value ones, you know, and I put yes. And I think it took it away.
Yeah, let me go back to your listing.
So I'd like to...
Let me see if I can find it.
Because I don't see it in there.
No, it's not there. What I'm seeing is model contract operating system, and then the stuff that you checked. There's nothing in there that you provided. Interestingly enough, a UPC is showing up, but not, you know, there's not the band isn't showing up, and that's an important one. So this is definitely a bug. This is a definite... bug.
It's interesting to me because the cellular band is one of eBay's options, and
right.
I can't get in.
Yeah. No, that's the one that... There's three of them. There's UPC, country of manufacturer, and the band, and these are the default ones that you can add, and they're not letting you add it for this phone, and they should. It's in the right category. It's the right phone. Those three should be, you should be able to add them. And the fact that neither I or you can indicates there's something wrong. So it's not you, it's us.
I just tried to add free domestic shipping and it let me do that.
Let me see
but
if
I still can't add.
Let me see if I get that.
I refreshed and I see it. But I really want the band.
Yes, I see it now, free domestic shipping. Yeah, and if you try to type in band... It won't let you because it says, no, there's already one like that. So this is definitely a bug. So I will, can you do this just so in case John has any questions to ask or updates to give you, can you email me the item number and then I'll take it from there. I'll make sure John is able to duplicate it and he'll put it in the queue.
You bet.
Thank you so much for calling with this.
Thank you, Misha. You found a bug.
You found it. You get a medal for finding this bug.
Thank you, Misha. We appreciate your call today. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. Come on, give us a call. 888.
I mean, I'm not foolish.
Radio 30.
I'm not being crazy. This is a bug. This you should.
Yeah, really.
Because when you go to click on it in the sell your item form, when you go to click to open it up, it just doesn't do anything, just like it did for Misha. So terribly frustrating. Terribly frustrating.
It could also be frustrating if you don't know the cutoff dates for a December 24th delivery this year. Oh. Now, think about that for a minute.
Oh, I've got to think about it. So what day of the week is that, by the way?
It's it's Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes,
mm-hmm.
Of course.
Okay.
Can I guess? Because I'm not sure I know.
Well, I want to send them to someplace. The Holiday Selling Guide, 2013 Holiday Selling Guide. It's located in eBay's Seller Information Center.
It is. You're right.
Okay. Holiday shipping deadlines, 2013. So take a look.
Is it give it for every character there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't go on there, unfortunately.
You didn't?
No. I haven't seen it. This just came through. Okay, Sherry from Largo, Florida.
Largo.
known on eBay as Scrunchies by Sherry. We know her.
Oh, yeah, Scrunchies, sure.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Have you heard of anybody having problems printing labels from eBay? For the past few months, when I print my labels, the first few pages print fine and the last pages print fine, but the ones in the middle print letters on top of each other, and letters are missing, and I have to reprint them every time. I have two printers, so it's not my printer. I've cleaned my printers. I've talked to people at Office Depot. They said it may be something going on between eBay when they are sent to my printers. Just wondering if I'm the only one.
I need details. So I'm assuming that when she says printing labels, that she's using the bulk feature. And if so, we would actually need to know the item numbers of the labels that she's attempting to print for the transactions that she's attempting to print.
Okay.
I have seen something like this, and what printer she's using, or printers. I've seen something like this happen to me with my Zebra label printer. And it required me going into the printer configuration and changing something, because one label would print. This was when I first bought it, and then the next label and the bulk label would be gobbledygook, and then I don't remember if another label would print. But I fixed it by going online and downloading the manual, because I didn't have it, and then following the instructions for configuring it.
Because this is a serious problem, because the ink costs a lot.
Well, if it's a thermal printer, the ink does, the labels cost a lot, but
well,
you don't
buy it. She says ink costs too much to have
She's
to keep reprinting
inkjet,
labels
yeah.
every time.
So if she can send those details to bughunter@ebay.com, not the bughunter, but just bughunter, and let John know, he can take care of it.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We're waiting for your call today. You only have about 15 more minutes to call us. 888-RADIO-30. Diane Gratzmiller from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Known on eBay as We Grow 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Item number. She says,
oh, she has an item number?
She says, we're going to like it.
Oh, brother. Is this untested?
Uh-oh.
We'll trust Diane. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, we will. Okay, so let me put it in here. It is item number 1212.
1212.
1699.
1699.
4762.
4762.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to hit enter.
Okay.
Oh, it's relisted, so I'm going to click the relist. Oh, it relisted again, so I'm going to click the relist. There it is.
The seller
Ugly
has
men's
relist.
Just another stinking Christmas toilet with toilet tissue sweater. Oh, that is really
Ugly men's.
Yeah.
Toilet with toilet tissue sweater.
So what it is it's an ugly Christmas sweater that has a toilet seat on the front, and you lift it up, and there's a face of Santa.
Oh, they relisted it again.
Well, they eventually, I guess it hasn't sold yet. Yeah. Well, Diane.
$227.74.
I mean, it's funny, but is it that funny? Well, she's got making offers, so maybe she takes some offers on it. Would you take $10, Diane?
Oh, now I see what it is. Okay. All right.
It's a sweater, but it has a toilet on the front, and you lift the lid.
But there's free shipping.
Well, there is that. Man, you know, this is... Here's what I thought about this. I thought this trend would have played out, the ugly Christmas sweater trend. But no, not only is it not played out, but now people are actually... companies are actually making ugly Christmas sweaters, new ones, to sell.
And see, what they're calling ugly Christmas sweaters, to me, aren't so ugly.
Oh, they're ugly, babe.
I don't think so.
There is. Ugly as sin.
So we're not going to read the whole thing, but it says tacky Christmas embellished handcrafted sweater. Includes hat with reindeer antlers, toilet paper holders, and two partial rolls of holiday tissue.
Well, so it's the... It's that poem, you know, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, but they've changed it.
Well, so the first two verses are the same.
Uh-huh.
The third verse is the same. And then it says, Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The odor from the head was destroying my bed. Then he pulled a lever and held down forever. When what to my watering eyes should appear, but a minute I knew I needed a beer. With a little old driver dropping that load at the moment the toilet overflowed. And then it goes on and on and on.
Kind of cute. It's kind of cute.
What could be funnier, Christmas and toilet humor mashup?
Yes. So.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see.
What are we supposed to say about this?
Okay.
Are we rating it?
Okay. Well, okay. Actually, okay. Item number, you're going to like it. Lots of laughing, but I don't think that's what her email's about.
Yeah, I didn't think
Question.
So.
Question. When using eBay multi-ship labels, not all the tracking numbers are uploading and marking the item shipped. What's funny?
It just, you know, it's such a switch of topics.
Oh, it's a segue. Bad segue. Okay, so when using eBay multi-ship labels, not all the tracking numbers are uploading and marking the items shipped. I have two items today were label printed and did not upload tracking and mark ship. I have approximately 14 items like this on my two IDs, but mostly this affects our discount and TRS.
No.
Sellers are being penalized for site issues. Please
not
tell
that
seller.
I'm aware of. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, your last chance this week, call 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay. Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at StitchLabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 226.
As an eBay seller, you want people talking about your items. Sandy Garcia, a.k.a. Social Sandy, is known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads. She says start conversations using social media.
What you can do as an eBay seller, use social media marketing to start these conversations. Because every time you get a like or a retweet or some sort of a comment or engagement when you share an item in social media, whether it's Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, the list goes on and on, those links become more valuable and Google will push them higher if people are talking about them.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Call us quickly. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number, 888-723-4630.
And we have Andrea from Auckland, New Zealand, standing by, Griff.
Oh, great.
Very long distance. But when last we left, we were talking about Diane's issue.
Yes, we were.
When using eBay multi-ship labels, not all the tracking numbers are uploaded and marking the item shipped. So what do you think?
If you notice it, you do two things. You're paying attention. If it happens, make sure that you upload manually those that haven't uploaded. But you should also send a note to the bug hunter at bughunter@ebay.com. I'm going to repeat this till I'm blue in the face, with bugs, like the potential bugs like this, so someone can investigate it.
Okay, thank you. Andrea, Auckland, New Zealand, known on eBay as Glamour-Push-We-Are. Hey, Andrea, what's your question or comment?
Oh, hello. How is everybody?
We're good, doing great, thank you.
My question, and you seem to be getting a lot of questions and answers about it in the forum, is the Global Shipping Program. I've been shopping on eBay and I think I've got nearly 400 feedback, so I've only sold 17 items, so I'm more of a buyer. So I had great experience with the shipping. When somebody says that they only send priority mail, I can assure your sellers that priority mail, first of all, does not get here any quicker than, say, UPS, international or whatever. So that's one thing, but the charges are higher for that. The other thing I have with the Global Shipping Program is please don't use it. I just had a disastrous experience. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning and I saw something and I went in and put a bid on it. I won the bid. I asked the seller when I saw the shipping charge come up if she would send an invoice for ordinary shipping. It was a pair of shoes. They were lightweight. They were sort of a fold-up ballerina shoe. And they normally would have cost anywhere between $16 to $18 to send normally. They ended up, because she had the Global Shipping Program and could not change her invoice, $38. Now, that is a lot of money. That's way more than half what I'm used to spending on a pair of shoes. And I know, because I get a lot of them, I know the different weights. Please think about using it, because we end up not only that pair of shoes that cost me $134, which was the winning bid, ended up costing me $200. That's a lot of money. So please think about it. And I know that there's more I want to say, but I'm so surprised I got through.
I'm glad you did get through. I'm curious, when you saw the listing, what did it say for shipping when you initially saw
it? Global shipping, but I didn't think that was set in concrete. Now, sometimes I'll go in and I'll see a...
No, what I meant was, what was the price showing for shipping?
It didn't say.
All right, because it was an auction.
Yes.
Yeah. So the final tally, there should be a cost for shipping, even with global shipping, if the seller is provided.
The seller was actually new to doing global shipping, but she's now no longer using it. As are a couple of other people that I've said now, before I start bidding on something, please don't use it. Now, the other thing is that I'm looking for a small item at the moment, and the item only costs $6. It's a tube of glue or whatever it is. And I'll go in and I'll see some sellers, you know, the shipping price is $14, $16 or $22.
Right.
And I'll say to them, that's very, very expensive. And they'll say, well, that's our only shipping method. You can go in at the time you make a listing and you can change that shipping price, but a lot choose not to, and I don't know why that is. If I'm spending all my money from overseas or whoever it is, and I choose you because you've got something I want, please consider us. It's a sale when I could choose from hundreds of other people.
Well said.
Well, thank you.
Please accommodate us and think about the price of shipping. A lot of people don't make charges on shipping, so it's nothing to them to bring the price down. And there's also one final thing. A lot of people won't send anything overseas. There was one thing I really wanted, and nobody else had it. And I said to the lady, please consider. She did. She sent it to me, and she said, gosh, that was a lot easier than I thought. There is no big deal to sending anything overseas. You still get paid by PayPal. You're just doing a different address. And there's not a lot of forms to fill out that I've seen people do.
That's absolutely true.
And we love it that you took your time to call us today, Andrea.
Oh, you're lucky. I just woke up early.
Are you on? What time is it there?
It's 19 hours ahead.
It's about 10:30, but I go to bed at about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm making a website at the moment, so I'm pretty up late.
Are you calling us on Skype?
No, I don't. I've got Skype, but I don't know how to use it. I'm just calling you ordinary telephone, and we're actually a Friday here. I remember that your program was only on one day a week. Why is that?
It's on 2 days a week. It's on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hey, there's our music. Andrea, thank you again. We love your accent, darling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And that's the end of our program.
It is.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, posters from your PC. We will be live, I promise, Tuesday, December 10th. So join us then from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com.